Welcome to Pure Rubens, a major retrospective of Peter Paul Rubens's oil sketches. This tour takes in a number of highlights in the exhibition and uses 360-degree photography to show some of the places Rubens made his sketches and paintings. But before we begin with the first work of art, first some background information about the artist. Peter Paul Rubens lived from 1577 to 1640, and in his time was the most successful painter in the Low Countries. He was an international celebrity. His patrons included kings, dukes, town councils, bishops, monks, and wealthy private individuals. He was even called the God of Painters in Antwerp, where he grew up. Alongside his work as an artist, Rubens visited the most powerful courts and governments in Europe on the diplomatic missions that were frequently entrusted to him. In 1600, when he was 23, Rubens went to Italy, as many artists did at that time. He was inspired there by the classics. He drew sculptures, studied paintings by Michelangelo, Raphael, Titian, Caravaggio, and others, worked for a duke, and was given his first commissions for altarpieces. In 1608, he returned to Antwerp as a successful artist. He married, bought a house in the city centre, and extended it, adding a workshop, a portico, a gazebo, and an art room for his huge collection of classical and contemporary sculptures and paintings. His house is reminiscent of an Italian palazzo, and was clearly inspired by classical antiquity and the Italian Renaissance. Rubens's work is regarded as Flemish Baroque, but his time in Italy clearly left its mark. While the classics were an enormous source of inspiration, it was also in Italy that Rubens acquired his loose brushwork and bright palette. His virtuoso style is perhaps best seen in his many oil sketches, where not every detail is thought out yet, and there is scope for the imagination. Sketches like this, made with oil paint in colour, account for about a third of his oeuvre. They ushered in a new kind of painting. A selection of the finest examples have been brought together in this exhibition. They show the artist's spirited hand, shed light on Rubens's approach, and reveal the skillful way he told stories.